Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Republican Congressman Mike Lawler of New York's 17th District. So, Mike, how is it? I mean, like, how is it over there?
It's been an interesting start over the first few weeks. But, you know, as I said during the speaker vote, you know, politics ain't beanbag, and Washington certainly isn't. So it's been, you know, an interesting start, but I'm really excited by the opportunity to serve and represent the people of the 17th District.
Tell us what that's like. You got to get to know them and all of that. How do you do that?
In terms of getting to know my constituents?
Yes.
Yeah, look, it's a big part of campaigning and governing. You have to be present. You have to be out in the community. You have to be in touch with community leaders on a daily basis. And, you know, we're continuing to do that. And throughout the first few weeks, I've had numerous meetings, including with all of our local elected officials and our state delegation, just to touch base and see what's on their radar and issues where we can be helpful. And then you continue to show up to events that go on throughout the district. And finally, you know, press opportunities such as this and other hits that help accentuate the message and get it out there.
Is it hard?
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but you know what? I signed up for it, and, you know, it's something I really enjoy. I enjoy being able to help our constituents solve cases, solve questions and issues that they're having with federal agencies. You know, you deal a lot with immigration issues that people have, passports. But, you know, there's a lot of good work, and I'm excited to get to work on my two committees that I got assigned, financial services and foreign affairs. And both are, you know, very substantive committees. And so I'm really looking forward to doing that work.
That's great. So now you were a staunch supporter of Speaker Kevin McCarthy. What's it like seeing him take 15 rounds of voting to become a speaker?
Well, as he often quoted, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And, you know, it took 15 rounds, and certainly it was historic in nature. And when you take a step back, it was, you know, kind of cool to be part of in the long run. But, you know, look, I've known Kevin for quite a while. He was very supportive of me during my race, and I'm a big believer in loyalty. And frankly, in this business, there's not much of it. So it's important to stick with the one who brought you to the dance. And you know, he certainly was supportive of me, and so I was happy to go out there and fight to make sure that he got the requisite number of votes to become speaker.
When you say fight for, give us a little hint as to how that works. Do you work the phones much? Do you tackle people individually? How do you do it?
Well, there's definitely, you know, we had a conference election back in November, and Kevin had the overwhelming support of the conference. Over 85% of the members voted for him. And so I felt it was important to not only publicly be out there in support of him, as I was doing lots of media interviews, but also, you know, working behind the scenes, talking to my colleagues, bucking people up to make sure they, you know, stood by him, but also trying to talk to those who were in opposition and, you know, work through their concerns and challenges and ultimately, you know, come together as a conference to get this done.
Well, you know, Mike Lawler, as a political scientist, I'm very interested in what you just said. So how do you get involved in that convincing, the arm twisting? What do you tell them? Do you have anything to play with?
Well, I think for me, you know, anybody who knows me knows I'm not shy. So, you know, I have no problem sharing my opinion and, you know, going up to anyone and talking to them. And it's how I've, you know, frankly, been successful in politics is building those relationships, talking directly to people. It's not a question of arm twisting per se. It's a question of trying to talk to people in good faith and get them to a place where they're comfortable with the outcome. And you're not always going to agree on everything. But you do have to work together. And my objective and my point that I was making to many of my colleagues was, look, you know, there's 20 of you right now who are opposed to Kevin. there's 18 of us that are in Biden districts. And, you know, we could very easily stop things that you want in the future. And so, you know, it's a question of how do you work together to work through these challenges and not just create gridlock. And so, I think that was a big point in what I was saying to my colleagues.
So tell us like it really is. I used to have this guy named Vinny in my class, and he always say, "Professor, is that the way it is?" So my question is, did you ever have to threaten anybody? Say, if you don't do this, then you're going to pay a price.
No, that's not my style, I've always found at the end of the day, you know, especially when you're dealing with each other, we're all elected in our own right. There really isn't the ability to threaten. I think the objective is to listen to, hear what somebody is saying with respect to why they are opposed and try to work through that. And, you know, you have to find compromise. You have to find area of agreement. And I think if you approach it in that way, you're much more likely to get people to come along than if you just try to threaten.
Have you ever had anybody get really mad at you?
Oh, sure.
That was a good question, right?
Sure. You know, that's life, isn't it? You know, I mean, sometimes people feel, you know, for various reasons that you may have wronged them. But the way I've always handled that is to be direct with people and deal with it head on. If I'm told that somebody has a problem with me, I generally deal with it head on, you know, either call them directly or go see them and try to work through it, because to me, you know, the objective is to get the job done, and you don't have to like each other, you don't have to love each other, you don't have to hang out afterwards for a drink or go to dinner, but you do have to work together, and that to me is the objective and the way I've always approached politics.
Now, do you worry that McCarthy gave too much away to the holdouts?
No,
we didn't want to back them. Yes.
No, I'm not concerned about it. You know, most of the rules changes were agreed upon well before the first vote ever took place. And so the only thing that changed from the first vote to the 15th vote was the motion to vacate. And that changed from 5 members to 1, which is what the rule was for over 100 years before Nancy Pelosi changed it when she became Speaker back in 2019. So I'm not too worried about it. I think at the end of the day, a lot was made about it because, you know, people were holding out for something. But, you know, ultimately the conference came together, the rules were adopted without, you know, problem, and we move forward.
Now, you want to see Representative George Santos resign. How come?
Well, I think obviously his conduct was embarrassing.
Could you remind everybody who may not be paying strict attention what his conduct was?
I don't think there's anybody at this point who doesn't know what George Santos has done. But for those who may not, you know, certainly he inflated his resume and lied about numerous things while running for office. And since his election, you know, there's been numerous media articles about his various lies, including, you know, attending Baruch College or working for Goldman Sachs or, you know, obviously allegations that he dressed in drag. So there's a litany of things. And, you know, I think just for his district and his community, it's become clear that it's very difficult for him to do his job when you have elected officials all throughout the district demanding his resignation. And so it's become a distraction, frankly, an unwelcome one. And it's, you know, been, you know, just an unnecessary situation that I and my colleagues have had to deal with.
And have you met with him at all to tell him all of this?
I have had a brief conversation with him, and certainly I've seen him, you know, in the Capitol over the first 3 weeks of session.
Do you think he'll be criminally charged?
I'll wait to see what the investigations come back with.
That's a wait-and-see answer. Well, anyway, we're talking to Republican Congressman Mike Lawler of New York's 17th House District. We'll be back with him in future days. Thank you for being with us, Mike. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks so much.